The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Concerning the birthday of Jesus Christ, John Quincy Adams, our sixth president, had this to say: "In the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior. It forms a leading event in the progress of the gospel dispensation." He continued, "Is it not that the Declaration of Independence first organized civil government on the foundation of the Redeemer's mission on earth? That it laid the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of Christianity?" End quote. This statement shows there is a direct relationship between what Jesus Christ did in redeeming mankind and the original civil government of the United States, and likewise of those individual state governments. Thus, all the hoopla we hear today about our governments being secular, which the word secular means without God, is a lie. Those who claim secularism for our governments are either evil people who want to change us to socialism, or they are deceived people who've been taught by the secularists in the universities and the media. For the first 300 years of our history, we weren't ashamed to mention the name of Jesus in public and give Him the credit for the birthing and maintaining of our nation. In the year of our Republic's 100th birthday, 1876, Reverend S.W. Foljambe delivered an election sermon to the Massachusetts House of Representatives. I'd like to read a considerable portion of this sermon so we can see the biblical base to our institutions of government. Now keep in mind, Reverend Foljambe is speaking to the State House of Massachusetts. This sermon is not being delivered in a church. He stated first his title, quote, "The Hand of God in the Development of Our National Life." Then he said, "Neither nations, governments, nor yet religion itself are sudden creations. All governments are experimental. They are growths. God simply gives us the seeds of things, and then, under the action of His truth and spirit and the leading of His providence, we are to see to their planting and growth. The Reformation, with the social impulse it had given birth, was destined to advance a second step, appearing in a purer form, but on a different soil. To escape from religious intolerance, a body of English dissenters, contemptuously called Puritans, were seen flying first to Holland, then to these American shores. Thus exiled and escaping, God watched and guided their flight. Through these men, He intended to realize, in the form of permanent institutions, the ideas of religion and government which the majority of mankind didn't understand very well, but which, being essential to the best interest of mankind, were wrapped up in the divine purpose." Reverend Foljambe continues, "The men who came to these American shores, bringing the inspiration and impulse of the new life which had appeared in Europe, were a plain, common people. They were hard-working, Bible-reading, and profoundly earnest. With a deep sense of God in them, they were not unmindful in seeking this new home of material advantage. At the same time, a deep Christian conviction swayed their minds, and a profound religious purpose shaped their lives." End quote. After hearing these words from 1876, is it not easy to tell that Isaiah's words, which referred to Jesus, were no idle words to our founders? I refer to Isaiah 9:6, quote, "The government shall be upon his shoulder." Could American liberty have been birthed without the birthday of Jesus, the Son of God? Think about it this Christmas season, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.